Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Postmortem Day 3. Now that you've got that novel out of the way, and you're starting to look at doing the next one if you haven't started it already, and if you have, kudos to you, it's exactly what you should be doing. It's worth taking a moment out to talk about another kind of fear. For the last month, one way or another, we've been talking mostly about fear and how it works in the corners of your life to keep you from doing what you love, i.e. writing. Though it does apply to all sorts of other kinds of things if writing is not your primary gig, but if writing is not your primary gig, you're probably not listening to this, so I'm not talking to you. And in that vein, there's another way that fear gets in your way, and that's when it comes to selecting a topic. We all have things that we write about. We've got plot ideas in our heads, we've got character types, we've got social milieus, we have themes and concerns. And for most of us, particularly at the beginning, those types are circumscribed not only by what we would naturally prefer, which if you envision yourself at the middle and a large circle around you and everything in that circle would be the areas of your concern. It's also circumscribed by a smaller, sometimes a much smaller circle, inside that larger circle, that describes the things I feel safe writing. There are things in your subconscious, and this is true for everybody, there are things in your subconscious that are not safe for you. You're afraid of talking about them, you're afraid of thinking about them, you're afraid of writing about them. But when you stay within that circle of fear, you're not only greatly limiting your authorial voice, you're also greatly limiting your opportunities for creativity. The further you push yourself out into the realm of the uncomfortable, and I don't mean the uncomfortable for everybody else or for the reader, I mean the uncomfortable for you. The further you push yourself out into the realm of the uncomfortable, the more exposed you feel. The more you're dealing with things that you don't have established mental habits to triage and make safe, the more you're getting out beyond the reach of the conscious control of the rational part of your brain and into areas where you have no choice but to write directly from your subconscious. This is what Stephen King meant when he said, write what you're afraid of. He didn't mean write about the things that scare you. He meant write about the things that you're afraid to write. The things that you're afraid to write sit down inside a vast well of emotional and creative energy that is capped off for safety reasons. Blowing the cap on that well and going down into it and pulling out the things that scare you and writing about them is one of the great reliable ways to feed your creativity and to keep your audience perpetually engaged and to keep yourself writing quickly enough and well enough that your insecurities don't have a chance to shut you up again. A little food for thought today. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at nanowrimoeverymonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.